Built on the corner of Abercorn Road and Wapping Lane, the four-storey red-bricked building was once one of the main shirt factories in Derry, employing hundreds of local women. Today, though, it's a very different picture. While still an impressive building, the Sinclair factory is derelict. The windows and doors covered with painted boards. And local developers feel it's time the building was brought back into use. Plans have been submitted to convert the existing factory building into 52 apartments, to build 36 new apartments at the back of the factory, and to convert 7 terraced houses along Wapping Lane into 14 apartments. But residents say they have a number of concerns, and so far 9 objections have been submitted to planning service.
Well, I'm not objecting to the development of the factory. I mean, it's a huge part of the city's built history, and it's a beautiful building at the end of my street. At the moment, it's an eyesore.
Catherine Pollock lives on George Street, opposite the building.
And I would love to see it developed and brought back into use, but the plans that have been proposed, I don't think necessarily will meet the needs of the community that already live there. It won't do anything for the building and the kind of built heritage.
What would you say to those people who would say these plans are a good thing, especially in a city where there's a huge waiting list and a huge demand for housing?
So I'm not saying that housing is not something that we should be considering. It's the type of housing and the fact that we would like people who are going to stay there long term and create a community, with the people in Abercorn Road and the people in the Fountain. I mean, that is an area of high need. There's a need for jobs, there's a need for employment, there's a need for training, there's a need for businesses to be developed in that area.
The factory as it is will not change the front facade, but I suppose the main bit is the bit behind where they intend building 91 bed flats.
The developers say they've consulted the community on several occasions at public meetings and subsequently amended their proposal to address the concerns raised. But Donna McCluskey from the TriAx Neighbourhood Management Team says residents feel they haven't been fully consulted.
The actual development of the factory is not a concern, but it's a lack of consultation. From anybody that knows the area, the Abercorn Road is quite congested as it is with traffic. The Fountain Bishop Street and Abercorn Road is overrun with traffic from the city centre. Residents can't get parking as it is out in front of their door or even close to their door.
The building as it stands is in disrepair, it's badly dilapidated, and surely it's better to have it repaired and transformed into houses in an area where there is a huge demand for housing.
See, to be honest with you, we've done the liaison with the housing executive and the other housing associations around this. There is housing available in the area. There's many properties in the Fountain area vacant, so it's not for a demand of housing. Why can't it be trying to recruit somebody into a city centre office location? There's government departments relocating here. Why couldn't it be that, bringing in jobs into the area?
Yes, I am a resident here of Abercorn Road. It's bad enough parking here as it is. We residents can't get parked at our own door at all because, naturally enough, there's workers up the town and they have nowhere to park either. There's not going to be enough parking space down there for that. Although, I suppose, on the other hand, it'll be better looking at it now, but they say they're going to put professional people and all under them. Well, I don't see that happening at all. I think as long as they get the houses filled, they'll just put anybody under them. I just don't think that's the answer, really.